Is he giving her hand jobs?
Like, I don't know if it's called hand jobs if it's a woman. And I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I just want to make sure we're clear here.
What is it called?
I don't know. It would be masturbation.
Well, you use your hand.
Sure.
To help her come.
Okay. You proud of yourself?
Yeah. I'm using correct vocabulary.
You're not, actually.
But I'm not? What?
No, I think it would be orgasm or climax.
Climax, orgasm, whatever. We're going to have to get a vocabulary reference guide. Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 194 of How Married Are You?
Okay, my name Belief, this is Yvette, married 13 years, live in California, and we got 4 kids. Relationship's scary, it's very necessary. We share our love of struggles. We ask how married are you? Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. You got the questions, we got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time.
1, 2, 3, and...
So I think I've mentioned before that the kids are in an enrichment program for our homeschooling experience. They go one day a week to like be in environment with other kiddos. And every first Monday they have chapel, and today they had chapel, and we were notified that 2/4 of our kiddos were going to be honored for character awards. And Uzziah was one of them. And I was a little nervous about him walking up on stage. I didn't know if he was going to run off or not even go up at all or cry once he got up there. But he did great. He walked right up there and accepted his certificate for servant leadership.
Oh, nice.
And then Anaya also got an award for patience.
Yeah, I was there. I just didn't realize what he got an award for. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it said it on his certificate. But I can totally see the leader in him. I was talking to the person who helps out in his classroom, and she was saying he's always on task, doing what he's supposed to do, and like actively participating. So
yeah,
that's super encouraging to hear.
Man, I've been really enjoying kicking it with Uzi during our Frank sessions.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a very good learner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, it's kind of like a puzzle on trying to make the connections between what I want him to learn and what he's actually learning.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but I tried this project a long time ago called Frank Puppet, and I didn't pursue it because I was like, I need people to help me, and no one's helping me. And yeah, right? But we were watching TV, and we were watching our episodes, and then a Frank episode popped up, and we were watching that, and Uzi was like, where am I? Like, why am I not in any of these videos with Frank? I was like, oh, we can make some videos. And I brought Frank home and we started setting up, and like, he loves it and the kids are involved. So it's been really cool, like, watching him, like, he'll do a whole thing of school and be like, all right, can I learn with Frank now? You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty cool, man. That's,
yeah,
it's awesome.
Okay. I feel like that analogy that you brought up concerning Frank was very insightful. And I feel like that's a nugget that our audience deserves to hear.
What you mean?
Like when you're on the freeway and your car broke down.
Oh yeah, so LaRussell said that. So LaRussell,
okay,
he's a rapper, and this is partly what my conversation is going to be about tomorrow at our Belief in Good meeting, and it would be yesterday for you guys watching it. Actually, it'd be 2 days ago for you guys watching it. Actually, I was talking to my mom, and my mom was, you know, she was just kind of basically talking and just communicating and saying, hey, like, I was telling her my ideas for Frank, and I've been posting stuff on my Instagram, and I've been showing myself underneath the table and, like, how difficult it is to operate the puppet from being underneath the table. And my mom was like, why are you showing, like, this? You all on the floor? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, that's the point. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, you know, if you tell everybody, like, somebody could try to take your idea. I was like, do you know how hard this is? Like, this is so difficult. And you have to have so many, like, this is like some, what's that one movie where it's like a M. Night Shyamalan, I think his name is, he's the director of it. And dang, it's the movie where it's an Indian guy and he's like on Would You Like to Be a Millionaire? And he's guessing all the things that actually happened. Remember that movie?
No. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you guys know what I'm talking
and then
about.
You're telling me that. Let me look it up. What is the guy's name?
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night.
It's going to pop up.
Shyamalan.
And then what's the name of the movie? Look, go down and see like the movies.
Is it Split?
No. Split was so good. Oh my
that
God.
Was a good movie, actually. I remember that one. Okay, you all.
Come on.
Is it big enough for you to see?
Keep going. It's like the biggest movie he had. It's called Show More. Oh my gosh. Help
me. Are you
sure
it was him?
Oh, maybe it wasn't. Go up a little bit. Stop. Let me see. Okay, go up again. So sorry, guys.
When did it come out? Because
it's an older movie. Just say biggest movie. Biggest movie by M. Night Shyamalan. The Visit Old. Okay, well, maybe it's not even him. Anyway, and please don't flame me because he's Indian. And the main character is Indian, so I might be off on this. But anyway, this film. Well, anyway, so I'm like, you know how many things have to be in line for what I'm doing to make sense? You know what I'm saying? Like, you'd have to be somewhat proficient at music, which a lot of people are. But then, like, I'm trying to do something specifically for Black kids, right? So I'm wrong, baby. It's not that guy.
Oh.
It's not that guy.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, guys. You guys are screaming it at their freaking YouTube channel or screaming it in your car at this
Maybe
podcast.
They're typing it in the comment section.
I apologize, guys. You guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway. So, and being an MC, like sitting on YouTube for hours trying to figure out how to work a puppet and catch the right syllables because you don't talk, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, most people just hold a puppet like this. You got to point it down. You have to speak in syllables. Mm-hmm. Like, that is not easy,
mm-hmm.
right? And then your arm, and then having our Black children who are somewhat good on camera and enthusiastic, you know what I'm saying? And then mm-hmm. having James with Believe in Music making the beats, like, it's so many things that have to be in a row. So I was just like, look, man, like, I'm showing them what it costs because I want them to understand what is happening. And I need support. I do need help. But I'm just saying I'm not going to wait for help. And she's like, well, why don't you just call somebody? Just send it to Sesame Street. And I was just like, nah. So, no. She goes, well, people will help you if you da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, you ever been on the road and seen somebody? And this is what LaRussell said. LaRussell said, if you're driving on the road and you've seen a man just sitting on the hood of his car, like, nobody would stop for him. Everyone would just keep driving by, you know. But if you saw a man pushing his car
mm-hmm.
and he had one flat tire and you know he just is, he's pushing himself toward the exit, you would get out and help him push because you know that with your little bit of push, you know, it could go so much faster for him.
Mm-hmm.
And other people would help you guys because you see him moving.
Mm-hmm.
So people want to get on something that's moving. They don't want to get on something that's sitting still. You know, yeah. they want to be a part of something that's moving. Anyway, that's what you were referring to.
Yeah, I was bringing that up because I felt like when you shared it to me, it was so encouraging because I feel like there are things that I'm sitting on that I don't move forward with because I'm like, I feel like I don't even have capacity for it.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I just start making moves toward it, even the Lord in and of himself, maybe that's what he wants is for us sometimes to just start, to just go.
Remember what Pastor Matt said?
What'd he say?
Pastor Matt, when we were doing a How Married Are You podcast live, we were doing mm-hmm. a live, we sat with him
and
he prayed over us.
Oh, man.
This is the owner of the River Garden in Vista, mm-hmm. California.
Mm-hmm.
He said, God waters where it's tilled.
Yeah.
He doesn't water where it's not. And he does, you know what I'm saying? But it makes sense if you believe that the water's coming and then you start preparing the land for the water. Don't wait till it starts raining to get out there and start, you know, preparing the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole nother word. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
You were saying the Lord, Pat, and I interrupted you with Pastor Matt.
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like sometimes we're like, okay, Lord, what do you want us to do? And we already have an inclination of, like, what we're feeling called to or whatever the case may be. But we're like, everything, all the ducks aren't in a row yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes the Lord just wants us to move.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a matter of us meeting him there or him meeting us there or whatever, because the Lord is always with us when we're moving. And he knows how to shut doors and he knows how to open doors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we just got to go. We got to move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I feel like that message has been, like, repeated to me continuously. I think we recently were talking about quitting. That keeps coming up.
We were talking about quitting?
Yes.
Quitting what? Everything?
Or did I talk about that last week? Or
yeah, there was an episode.
We brought that up. And then when I was at the Burn Summit, she was talking about that as well. What she said was the temptation to quit will always be the greatest before you succeed. And I feel like sometimes I quit before I even start.
Mm. You quit in your mind?
I quit in my mind.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just feel like that theme has been coming up. And when you brought that up about the moving, like the car stuck on the side of the road, I thought that was a really good word to share with everybody else, even if it's not your original word. Okay, y'all, we have an email today.
Slumdog Village. Slumdog.
Who's the director or the whatever?
Freaking, the director is, so sorry, it's from 2008, and it's directed by Danny Boyle. Bully? I'm so sorry, man. M. Night Shyamalan.
All right. Email we have. My husband wants my hand. He doesn't want me.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very intriguing, right? All right. Hey, y'all. So thankful for all your content that is relentlessly inspiring, vulnerable, and valuable to families in this generation. You both are special. I hope this serves as a reminder that what you're doing is not in vain. I actually really appreciate that.
Me too.
Thank you.
Because this is daunting.
I'm reaching out because I'm at a breaking point with my current sex life situation. My husband and I have been married for 5 years and have two babies. One is 1.5 year old and the other is 3.5 months old. We were both virgins when we got married. Now we don't have sex nearly as often as we would like. And when we do, it's rarely good. For almost the entirety of our marriage, he has often preferred foreplay rather than actual penetration. Based off a discussion, his reasoning is he enjoys it, but it's too mentally and physically draining to figure out how to get me going. He isn't confident enough to do it, so he doesn't. It usually resorts to a quickie because it's been a grind season for both of us, no pun intended. That's funny. The frequency of this has gotten to the point where I no longer enjoy what he's asking. But I do because I know the situation will worsen if I begin to refuse. In short, it feels like he wants my hand, but he doesn't want me. One thing to note, he was addicted to pornography and masturbation prior to dating, marrying me, which possibly or probably could have exasperated this even more. There's been more times than I can count where he just asked for a HG. I'm assuming that means hand job. And if I initiate penetration, he will hesitate or roll his eyes or sigh deeply, which you can imagine doesn't feel great for me in the moment. Sometimes he is willing and wanting, but it's often he's not. I feel horrible when I bring it up because I don't want to embarrass or nag him, especially because society says men always want sex. But in my case, I'm the one left unsatisfied and feel uncomfortable asking for sexual encounters with him. It's also probably very awkward to go to your homeboy and say, yo, I want to have better sex with my wife, or how do I do that? And so this vicious cycle continues. Mind you, there have been many glimpses what where it's good. I just know there's more. I also know attraction isn't the issue because he's a huge flirt with me and is very touchy vocal on the daily. He can easily get to a place of desire. It's just that he clams up when it comes to time to explore something new outside of what he's comfortable with. It makes me feel like I'm not worth the work. Once we do get to the place of penetration, he enjoys it, but it's often how he feels rather than trying to serve me. This results in rare orgasm through penetration. I've communicated how this has been a terrible experience for me. He has said that he wants better sex, but doesn't make efforts towards that end. Honestly, it feels like we're just two high school kids fumbling around to get off, rather than two people joined in unity, learning to love and discover each other. I didn't expect that it would be this way. Plus, being Christian, it's rare for there to be solid resources on this topic without things going off the rails. I'm married to a great man. I think we deserve great sex, and I know we can get there. However, my fear is that he's satisfied with where we are at right now. In summary, I'm wondering if y'all can provide tips or even resources on how to get past our sex life sucks season in marriage. Is it parenthood, me, lack of knowledge on our parts being virgins? Am I just not understanding his perspective? Where do we even begin a path of pursuing better intimacy? Thanks in advance. Man, what are you looking like that for? I wish I would read this way so I could watch your face while I'm reading. What's happening?
I'm trying to think about the type of person that prefers a hand job over vaginal.
Me too. This is very confusing.
That is a rough one. No pun intended. I'm like, I don't know who does that. But I'm also like, I'm not sure with one of my homies. Like, and we ain't talking about that.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody's kind of like, hey, man, like, yeah, man, I just give me this hand job real quick. Nah, man. Not me, but her. You know what I'm saying? Like, talking about his wife. Like,
yeah.
We don't even talk about that.
Yeah.
Women do. You can tell by your face.
I mean, I don't have a lot of conversations, but I've definitely had conversations.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we don't talk about that. And if my homies had that type of thing, I would be like, man, that's kinky as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I have a question. Like, before we get to this, how do you feel? Because I have women in my life who will not talk about sex because they don't want to, like, because it's their bedroom or whatever.
Hold on. Sex, they won't talk about sex to you or with their husband?
With outside of their husband, you know? Like, because they want to, like, they don't want a... It's kind of what you say. What do you always quote that scripture that talks about permissible and...
Everything's permissible and not all things are beneficial.
Yeah. And she thinks, or the person I'm thinking about in particular is like, you know, I don't want to... I don't know. Like, basically what I'm doing may not be what somebody else wants to do or needs to do or is good for their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Or doesn't want to put images of whatever in their mind, which I completely understand. However, I do think that certain conversations are necessary because we have situations like this in which people are like, is this normal? Like, we were two virgins who got married. I mean, I wonder what their premarital counseling looked like. And if their premarital counseling looked anything like ours, the conversations surrounding sex were not enough in order to prepare them for the marital bed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean,
And now you're saying, I'm sorry, I just cut you off, but you're saying men don't even talk about that. But I wonder if that's true. What if it's just your friend group?
Well, there was a season in my life where I was kind of talking to a couple friends of mine about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, guys, I don't know what to do here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they'd be like, well, try this or try this. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I can't do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, like, if things are going fine or it's like, hey, I kind of know what the issue is. Like, I'm not reaching out to anybody, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I know what the problem is. But if, I haven't been in that situation, so I'm not sure, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But none of my homies, none of them offer, and my guys are pretty cool, but not like my old homies. Like, the ones I used to kick it with before I got married, these cats would just be like, yeah, man, so... I was doing this, and I did it. You know what I mean? Like, my homies now, like, cats got careers. And I don't necessarily, like, think that's okay. You know what I'm saying? But I understand where everybody's coming from. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of let cats be, you know? But I am concerned, like, if something wild happens, I'm like, well, I wouldn't have known because I didn't check in with them, you know? But that's what you do, like, premarital. It's like, yo, are you looking at porn? Like, are you addicted to this? Like, are you struggling with this? Like, that's a lot of, like, the homies beforehand, because you kind of know what's good to go and what's not. You know, there was certain seasons when, like, we would get, like, when we first got into our relationship, and I'm like, yeah, man, like, this isn't, like, when we were married and, you know, having sex, I was like, this is not going how I thought it was going to go. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, we're, like, kind of just surviving here. And it was a lot more shame coming from them. Like, man, that sucks. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, like, a lot of hope, you know? Even when cats were trying to be hopeful, there was always, like, a bragging about, like, well, we, you know, I do it all the time, and I can't keep my, you know, she can't, she, you know, she just want it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, I'm looking at these guys, and I'm like, I don't even believe you.
I mean, was that a season where there was no children and the pressure of careers? Because I do believe that when you do add children and the pressure for you, or even, I mean, I'm not trying to say for you, but to provide and
it's all a lot of pressure.
That, it, like, starts to get to you and it weighs you down. And I know that for me, like, the mental battle or the mental clutter does impact how I show up in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Mental and physical, really.
Yeah, I would say that it's definitely difficult for a man to go out and be like, look, man, I don't even desire sex for my wife right now. You know what I'm saying? It could be anything. But I would just, I mean, as dumb as this seems, I would make the on-ramp super low for this guy. You know what I'm saying? I would make this like a handicap, like get up on the curb type thing, not like an on-ramp to a freeway. Hey, is there something about me that, like, you know, intimately that you're like, you want to communicate with me, but you can't? You know what I'm saying? Or you don't feel like I'll receive it well? And when you can lower it that low for him, he could just say yes, or he'll be like, well, what do you mean? You know what I'm saying? And then I would rephrase that to say, hey, I want to, you know, I desire to be a part of you. I desire to be around you. I want us to, I want you to desire me in this way, but I don't want to hinder you from that. So how can I, or is there something I could do better? And you don't have to tell me what it is, but is there something? And if you could just get him to say yes, then you're on, right? Because men are very strategic about their battles.
Okay.
I'll have issues. That's not for this year. I'll talk about that next year.
Dang, you wait a whole year?
I wait a whole
10 years?
I wait trimesters. When we were having kids,
yeah,
it'd just be like, I'm not saying nothing this year. She'll be around next year. She'll be older. I'll tell her then.
Okay.
You know? And I think that he's probably trying. It could be that, or he just got a kink, man. And he just, like, I just can't imagine that, though.
Well, for me, as I read this email, I feel like he's being selfish. Like, even if he does have a kink, it's like there is a responsibility for him to, like, look after her. I mean, because is he giving her hand jobs? You know what I mean? Like,
how is it called hand jobs if it's a woman? And I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I just want to make sure we're clear here.
What is it called?
I don't know. It would be masturbation for a woman. It would just be masturbation, I think.
Well, you use your hand.
Sure.
To help her. Come.
Okay. You proud of yourself?
Yeah. I'm using correct vocabulary.
You're not, actually.
I'm not? What?
No, I think it would be orgasm or climax.
Climax, orgasm, whatever.
Okay.
Anywho, we're going to have to get a vocabulary reference guide.
Well, you better hit Brittany up.
So that's actually, I was going to bring that up. So my our friend, Brittany, she was at How Married Are You Live. She has the intimacy firm. She actually just released some cards called Daring Discussions. And I actually think that those Daring Discussion cards would be perfect for you guys. And so I would probably follow up with you via email, but and hopefully we can put a link in the show notes below.
You're looking at me like I'm gonna do it. Excuse me.
Somebody going, if we don't do it,
it's
y'all.
It's you or me.
I know.
I'm not doing it.
Hit me up, y'all, and let me know.
You do it.
If I forget by the time this episode comes out, please either DM me on Instagram or email us at hello@howmarriedareyou.com. I mean, howmarriedareyoupodcast.com. But she has these cards, Daring Discussions, and I feel like, I mean, they're great for whatever season of life you're in. They're great for if you are in a dating relationship, getting to know somebody relationship, engaged, married, newlyweds, married 20 years. I think these cards are an excellent resource for anybody who is experiencing something similar in their sex life. But I feel like here there's a lot of conversation necessary. Babe, but I want you to kind of highlight, because I feel like there have been seasons where you're like, babe, I'm just not into it because of X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
So maybe you can give some examples of like why. I mean, I know
but
you
it's
prefer
no reason.
Penetration. I know you prefer penetration, because I feel like there's a combination here. I feel like he is being selfish, but I also feel like he may be being lazy.
Like, I don't know. I see the thing is... Here's the thing that bothers me.
Okay.
Is that selfish and lazy are terms you can use because he's a man. If it was a woman saying, I'd rather not have, intercourse, can you just go down on me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't call her selfish or lazy. Would you? Even though I believe she is selfish and lazy.
I would say, I wouldn't call her lazy, but I would say that's selfish if the man was desiring penetration or to penetrate her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I think there's something going on with him that he needs to communicate to his wife about.
Exactly. And so what I'm saying to you is, what are some types of things that hinder you from desiring sex?
Well, I'm not going to say me. I'm going to just say in general.
Okay, in general.
What men have experienced.
Okay.
I would say that, it could be stress. It could be not feeling like not loving my body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women have that same issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not feeling attractive. It could be, I don't know. Like, there could be some more issues with porn. You know, I'm struggling with what he's watching.
I feel like one thing that you have said before is you watch the kids on me all day, that sometimes you don't feel like.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, I'm looking for green lights.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's getting late and I'm like, okay, we probably should have sex, right? But if you say I'm tired or my stomach hurts or I got to take a doo-doo, I'm not bothering her.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all like kind of signs that, hey, you might not want to have sex. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Those are signs that say, those are red flags for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're tired, you're actually open to it.
Mm-hmm.
You're very open to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to figure like, is this fatigue tired? Or like you're tired, like you want to go to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Because those are two different things. Like I'm tired, I want to rest and lay down and get humped on. Like, that's really what you're saying.
God.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you're really tired. Like, last night, you were really tired.
Yes.
You were like, I'm going to go to sleep.
I'm so sorry.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So, it could be a hygiene thing. You know what I'm saying? Where she's like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It could be that. I think that the return to sex after a baby is also something that we don't talk about enough, all mental, most of those things are mental, because it just starts with a brave conversation, but none of those things are easy to say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? like, it's problems men shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You know, not to say that I'm not saying that they shouldn't have them. I'm just saying in a relationship, in society, we are not, we shouldn't have these issues, you know.
I go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because most of the time, how it's perceived, you know, I've had dudes like, yeah, man, when I'm, you know, when after my lady give birth, you know, she got 6 weeks and after that it's back on. And I'm like, it don't work that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, for some people it do, for some people it don't. Like,
some people go before the 6 weeks.
Some people go before the 6 weeks, right? Like, some people don't go, have like 3 months and they're,
I
just kind of like,
all the way.
You went all the way. And then, like, when it was time, you were kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a day is it? You know what I'm saying? And so, like, but like seasons like that, mm-hmm. that doesn't make me like eager. Like, I'm kind of like, well, fine. You got self-control, so do I. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not tripping. Like, I'm not going to get put in a position where I'm, like, trying to, like, get you and you're, like, trying to, I don't want it. Like, nah, that don't feel right to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I have something to add because I feel like for just listening to it, I wonder, too, because I feel like the right tools can make your sexual experience better and different.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe he doesn't like penetration because of moistness or the lack thereof.
Lube.
Or maybe you're using a lube that doesn't feel good to him. So it's time to like try a different one. I feel like those are other things that could be taken into consideration.
Or if you, or if he's wearing condoms, that might.
Oof. Or that could just also be like completely whatevering the experience. But I feel like those types of things, like. Wait, she did say he likes to do the foreplay. Wait, on her, right? What did she say?
She likes foreplay. He likes foreplay.
With her or for him? Because, like, maybe he's not doing enough foreplay to get her moist enough to be able to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just feel like those types of conversations are worth having, too, or those types of questions are worth having as well. Because I know for me, one time we were in Ohio and we forgot lube and we went and we got KY and that was an awful experience for me. It was so like, oh
yeah,
I can't do this. And so I feel like, and then, you know, we have our regular one that we use, but
yeah, we should put it in the Amazon.
I think we already have it.
Let me tell you something. This lube is amazing.
But there's others out there that I'm sure
we probably need to stock up, because if we tell people about it, they can buy it all up. We ain't gonna handle more.
Anywho, y'all. Yeah. So I think, like, I don't know. I was actually just having this conversation. I had the opportunity to hang out with a woman who specializes in, like, the pelvic floor. And so we were having some really interesting conversations. This is the type of stuff you have when women talk about or whatever. And there's just so much. I don't even want, maybe we should have her on the podcast or something. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I can't imagine they have bad lube if she's doing hand jobs all the time. Because you can't do a hand job without lube. I mean, you can, but I mean, that sounds terrible.
A hand job without lube.
Whatever floats your boat, though.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know if this was helpful or not, but I really think the Daring Discussions cards by Brittany of the Intimacy Firm would be a helpful tool for you and anyone else out there who is having, you know, whatever. Maybe I could get Brittany to give me a affiliate link.
You should. We haven't even used them yet. We haven't used.
I've read through them, though.
Oh, okay.
I just haven't talked to you about them. We should go through them. Maybe we can do a whole podcast episode.
After we go through them? And tell them how it was?
Yes.
All
right. All right, babe. How married are you? Tell him about what you did last night. Anybody who's been around for a long time. Tell him, babe.
Last night, I tried to make Yvette a pot roast. Now, if you listen to this podcast
for all the
from
years.
The beginning, you know that Yvette has, you know, killed 3 cows trying to make pot roast before our entire marriage. She's been trying every time. It was a fail. And I was like, you know what? My wife's been gone. She's been gone out of town. And when she gets home, I was going to make the pot roast and have it ready for you when you got to the house.
That would have been fire.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But my next How Married Are You is the reason why I didn't.
Oh.
Anyway, so freaking, I made this pot roast and I followed the directions to a T, and it came out disgusting. Did you taste it?
I was going to have it for lunch.
Oh my gosh.
So here's the thing. I was just really grateful. I was like, oh, that is super sweet of Glenn to even like try.
Because I don't even like pot roast.
To try the recipe. Because I really do enjoy a good pot roast. It's just, I don't know. And I'm really disappointed that I haven't been able to make it. But I'm really glad that that was your experience. Because I, too, follow the instructions to a T. And they've come out horribly every single time.
And the reason why is because we got to cook it like we cook oxtails. It's like a really thick meat. And we have to use a whole chuck, like a whole piece of
it. I've tried it that way too, though.
Yeah.
Actually,
I don't think you have.
Maybe I've only used the meat, the chopped up ones.
Yeah. So I'll try again. This is not good, though. But
I'm going to try it, though. I'm going to eat it today.
It's not good.
Okay.
It's bad. All right. Oh, how married are you, babe?
I'm so married that this morning your alarm was going off at 3:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to go wake up Anaya so she can go pee. We're trying to get Anaya to go wake up and pee or whatever. And you were not waking up. And I knew my alarm was going to go off at 3:45 because that's what time I needed to wake up for the day. And so I was like, I could just lay here for that extra time. But I didn't, babe. I got up. I walked around the bed. I pressed stop on your alarm. And I went pee first. But then I went to go wake up Anaya, her silly self, and make her go pee.
She goofy in the AM. She just, look, you don't know where she at.
It's crazy because this is another chocolate baby story time. I woke her up, right? And first of all, she had pajamas on when she went to bed. But when I woke her up, she was just in underwear.
Yeah, I
was like,
that.
What the heck?
She wasn't that hot.
And then, so it was like one of those things where she's all lethargic or whatever. But then I had taken out her uniform for today and hung it up on her bed so she could do it. But as she's coming down the stairs of her bunk bed, she's like, is this what I'm wearing tomorrow? But she was like all perky and awake. And I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Child.
She is so crazy in the middle of the night. It is so, it's wild because she's, you gotta like, I had to, last night before I went to bed, I had to carry her out.
Oh my gosh. She tried to, so at first when I woke her up, it was like she was trying to, I was like, walk down. I was like, I can't hold you.
I had to pick her all the way up.
Oh my gosh.
And like hold her shoulders.
Oh my gosh.
And walk her in. And she'll be like, what? And then she just starts crying. She freaks out.
Mm.
It is what it is. It's going to be tough because I've been doing it for a week and it's been terrible.
Yeah.
And it's whatever.
I was thinking when I woke up this morning, I was like, I should probably try to help him out at least at this 3:31 because I'm usually kind of up anyway.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you for taking that on.
Yeah.
and that's just how married we are.